back for the next hour here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterode, the second Ralph Winterode show out of Alaska. And I got an ad here, somebody that's paying the bills here. It's called Join the Solution. Have you been wanting solar power at your home? Finally, there is an affordable solar power. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increases, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. Visit www.join-the-solution.com or call 866-276-3975. Again, that's 866-276-3975. And also, people need to contribute to republicbroadcasting.org. They have a chat room now that they've enabled. And, of course, it's www.republicbroadcasting, all one word, no spaces, .org. If you want shows such as this with information uncensored, they need money. And the sponsors need to be taken care of. They're the ones that pay the bills. So, anyway, Chad, the real issue is you're a registered voter in Alaska, I presume?
No.
Do you get a permanent fund?
No.
Well, you're unusual because I don't do either one of those either. But everything else you do, you probably have a driver's license.
No.
Really?
No, I don't.
Well, that's you're doing. Anyway, let me put it this way. The average Joe that has all these things that is a white citizen swears under the penalties of perjury, true and correct, which is a Class B felony, that he's a citizen of the United States. Now, if I'm a citizen of the United States and I'm already a white guy, why would I want the same rights as enjoyed in this fictional status? Now, the other way to look at this is, do you think that the Negro or black is inferior to a white?
No, but I think that they, what would you recommend if, like, I was black and...
Well, what they've already
babies?
Did is, after the Civil War, Congress has given the authority to naturalize and bring in as a citizen of the United States of America, which means a citizen of any of the several states, which means a citizen of any of the sovereign countries that are united in this federated union of the states. Congress can allow anybody in regardless of color. And in 1870, very quietly, they said, oh, guess what? The Negro can be naturalized. He is equal in all respects, not inferior, not below, not above a, quote, white citizen. He then becomes a citizen of the United States of America. If you have our inalienable rights, they're secured in the Constitution. A citizen of the United States, the inalienable rights, he has none. They are totally controlled by man, by Congress. Now, I don't know about you, but I sure as a heck do not put any faith that our great, one of the biggest thieves we got is Stevens up there, Senator Stevens, and we got Uncle Teddy, of course, so it's Ted Stevens, and we got Aunt Lisa, Lisa Murkowski, and we got pork roast Bob Young representative. Do you want your rights controlled by these people at will? I don't. I want my rights to...
According to John Jay, who was a signatory of the Constitution and also the first Supreme Court justice, he says in one of his cases that at the Revolution, the sovereignty devolved onto the people, and the people are the sovereigns of this country, and they are sovereigns without subjects, and they have none to govern but themselves, and all
well, that's
people.
What I'm, that's what we're arguing about here. I hear the music. Hold on, and I'm going to tell you about that, because what you just said is exactly opposite to a citizen of the United States. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, we're back with the Ralph Winterroth Show, and I got Chad on here, and George is on hold out of Florida, and we're talking about this citizen of the United States, and you just went talked about that we're the sovereigns. Well, guess what? A citizen of the United States is not a sovereign. It has no inalienable rights because it sits under the whim and will of whatever Congress chooses to make it daily.
Right. It's a total subject of the federal government, and I guess I'm looking for what your answers. I mean, I think it should be explained that the term white citizens is used in the federal codes because they're referring to we the people, which is, I guess the way this country was originally founded.
Okay, but let's go back here. After the Civil War, they overthrew the whole government. They started off with the Negroes, the blacks. The southern states never came in as any of the several states. Never. They started the corporate under the control of Congress. And if we sit under the control of Congress, we are no different than sitting under the control of Hitler, of a king or a queen, a subject. We're subjects of these people.
Everybody?
Everybody is, because we don't know who in the heck we are. Let me tell you what the words really mean. A citizen of the United States of America is a traveling citizenship that you says you are a citizen with constitutional rights, and you can go to any of the several states, any of the sovereign countries, just like the European Union. You can go to anyone. You can go to Florida, if it were. You can definitely go to New York, which still was and is. You can go to Rhode Island. You can go to Massachusetts. And then when you become domiciled there, When you plant your say, then you become under the protection of the Constitution of that sovereign country, known as the several states, created in the Articles of Confederation, and also what's in the Federal Constitution, which actually probably is its true name, which is also known as the Constitution of the United States. That is what a citizen of the United States of America is. Now you become domiciled in New York, you then become a citizen of New York, the country, not a citizen of the state of New York, that's the government. A citizen of that sovereign country known as the several states that's in the are federated in our federal constitution. Now, if you are born in this country, you are also known as an American citizen, lowercase c, but a capital American citizen. That's been ever since July 4th, 1776. An American citizen is anybody that's born upon the land in any of our sovereign countries. But your rights, constitutional, unalienable rights, are protected within the several states as a citizen of Kansas, a citizen of Oklahoma, or whatever. A citizen of the United States is a made-up fiction in law. Just made it up. They statutorized it, just made it up because they wanted to control the South. If you read the War Powers book, they said, we are not going to allow these Southern states to come back in as the several states and to do in Congress what they in Congress that they couldn't do in war. So this is how they said, well, we're going to take away all of your, quote, states' rights because you're not going to come in as one of the several states. And if there are no several states, our limited delegation of power of the people to create the several states, well, then we no longer are sovereign either. But it sounds so deliciously correct to be a citizen of the United States.
So they forced everybody in the South to become citizens of the United States? Is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's what they did, yep. And then they brought it in under the guises of the slavery. They created it for the blacks, and then when they created this fiction of law, they put it into the 14th Amendment, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, they put it in the 14th so that a future Congress couldn't repeal it. Well, hey, our sovereign status can't be repealed by Congress, or it can't be created by Congress. We're the bosses here, folks.
If I was a black man, how would I live under unalienable rights from the Creator instead of under government rule?
Okay, if you are a black man born in this country, you are an American citizen, just like the white guy. If you, since 1870, they said the blacks are to be naturalized so they can come in from Africa, and it's colorblind. Congress is not. They could withhold the blacks from coming into our country, that they didn't. In 1870, they very quietly created the Naturalization Act that anybody of an African descent could be naturalized. And later on, they made it other countries of the Chinese and the Philippines and other areas. And by 1952, they'd finally said, well, we're just going to let all those colors in. But they don't go there. The problem is, just like Congress, when Ted Stevens takes his seat, he does not go in as a citizen of the United States. He goes in as a citizen of the United States of America. He goes in as a sovereign capacity, and then he looks out over the hinterland and says, hey, I got all these stupid slaves out here. They don't know what the heck is going on. I'm in control. We'll have no child left behind, and we'll have Head Start, because we can't figure out whether they're giving them a Head Start or no left behind. They didn't get Head Started. I mean, it's just we're under Congress. And that's the game. And until the people can figure out that you cannot, that's a racist statement. I don't know about you, but I'd be really PO'd if somebody said, hey, I can have the same rights as a black citizen.
Well, I thought that it's being used because the federal code is just trying to, it's trying to tell its subjects what kind of rights they have. So they're saying that they have absolutely similar...
They can't delineate our rights. Our rights are secured in the Bill of Rights. The Bill, when they created statutory rights, they're benefits. Statutory rights are a benefit, without exception.
But federal code is for the federal subjects.
That's right. Do you want to be a federal subject? Man, I don't.
And the reason it's using the term white citizen is because the federal code is telling the federal subjects you have some of these privileges that white citizens have.
Yeah, you can step outside the Constitution, no longer have inalienable rights, and we are totally in control of your lives, and we're going to get you to sign an application for a benefit. So we can come and take your children at will. We can kidnap them. We can take your car at will. We can put you in jail at will. We don't have to tell you where the law is, but we're going to put you in jail anyway for violating it because you didn't. Your conduct is unbecoming to what we want. We're the mafia, and you didn't pay the protection fees for the IRS. So we'll put you in jail. We'll take your property. We'll screw your family up. We'll kidnap your children. We can do all that.
So would everybody be okay if they just rejected U.S. citizen status?
Absolutely. And a U.S. citizen is a national of the United States and or a citizen of the United States. Well, you can't be a national of the United States. That means there's no several states. National of Mexico works fine because there's only one country. A national of Germany works fine. Our United States is a federated, which means there are sovereign countries. And these sovereign countries, 13 of them initially, got together, and they were known then as the several states. These are sovereign countries, just like the, if you want to put it in a thing, like the European Union. Of course, in ours, they said, no, we're not going to give up our sovereignty. We're going to keep it and only give a certain amount of it under the federal Constitution. But Congress has usurped everything. They did that right after the Civil War. They went after the executive with the Tenure of Office Act. 59 years later, the Supreme Court said, yeah, you usurped the executive power.
Well, it would be good if people on juries understood that, you know, this country was founded upon the basis of no one being able to rule over anyone else, and that means no group of people being able to rule over anyone else. And
I've already been convicted as a jury, and I got in and asked them if all they were citizens of the United States under oath. They said, what does it mean? Not a one of them had a clue. They just committed perjury. How can you say that you are something and you can't even tell me what it means?
But, I mean, we do suffer from our own ignorance.
That's why I'm having this show, is because of ignorance. People, everything you think is an illusion. It's all a grand lie.
Right.
Anyway, George is on call, and I thank you for your question. It was a very good question, and hopefully it helped somewhat. Did I help you somewhat in understanding why it's so important?
Yeah, thanks. It's a great show, and I listen to it every week. Thanks.
Okay. George, you still there? George.
Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Ralph.
Is there any snow in Florida?
No, it's actually, I'm out in shorts standing outside in my front porch. Anyway, you heard about the Lakota Indians withdrawing treaties from the United States of America.
I haven't read on it, but I think it's probably a good idea to shake those people up in Washington, D.C.
Well, anyway, do you think the Indians can step into a landmine with this fiction of the citizens of the United States? I mean, most of the people on Lakota tribe, they get welfare, they get all a bunch of benefits. But the United States government say, the government say, the Indians say, we're citizens of the United States. The United States government says, you can't withdraw from the treaty because you're in this fiction of law.
They could withdraw from the treaties. Anybody, we can do whatever we want because we're the charge. If we're in charge, when they figure out who they are. Now, 1923, Congress come out and said, hey, let's see here. How are we going to control all them war whoops over there? And I said, we got all them Indians, and they got oil on their lands. And guys, they got, like in Alaska, they got gold and silver. And let's call them a citizen of the United States, too. Now, if they're a sovereign country, you tell me this logic. They're supposed to be sovereign with separate, right?
Yes.
From the several states. Now, how can an Indian, a native, whatever word you want to use, I'm about a 16th or an 8th Cherokee, but whatever, how can somebody that is outside of the several states have the exact same status that somebody's within the several states? This is the same thing as going down and saying, well, let's see here. We got Mexico here. Let's call all those Mexicans citizens of the United States. I hear the music. Hold on. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. But Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Ralph Kermit Winterroad II back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and got George on. He brought up the Lakota Indians. There's quite a few things I thought interesting. I haven't really spent a lot of time there because I've been so busy, but they said you had to renounce your U.S. citizenship. How do you renounce something that Congress just made up out of thin air? There's these people going around selling these things, and I want to renounce being a citizen of the United States. How do you renounce something that Congress just made up?
That's a good question. But you know, the thing is, according to those treaties, there are never a citizen of the United States of America or the citizens of the several states, but yet they co-opted for the citizen's fiction of the citizen of the United States. And I just think, under that, I just think they're going to have a hard time trying to pull out of these treaties. Even though they...
Well, Congress gave them that. They gave them the money, and they can pull out if they want. But I'll tell you some of the things that's going to happen. First of all, they're going to have to put up their own defenses. Who's going to defend them? Second of all, they're going to have to work out some sort of a treaty with, quote, the United States, because they don't have access to a port. How are they going to get their goods? How are they going to buy things? There's a lot of issues. They will have to come up with their own constitution if they really understand what's going on, if they understand that they have inalienable rights from the Creator, they're going to have to get those and set up a government. Now, there's a great pattern of the Constitution of the United States is a great pattern, to do this. But there are a lot of things. I mean, it sounds good, and I wish them well. But it's a tough nut, because the United States is not going to want these people to be free.
You got to figure also, too, but there's probably gold or silver or oil underneath those reservations. And here's another thing I think would be a threat to the establishment. Suppose the Lakota Nation came up with their own currency, gold and silver backed, and it competed with the fiat currency of the Federal Reserve outside the reservation.
Well, that's right. They're going to have their own currency. And see, our dollar's going down. It's already on the way down. Because that's one of the important things that Lindsey Williams brought up, because Iran walked away from the dollar, the oil. Venezuela's walked away. Bolivia's walked away. Norway has walked away. And now Russia walked away and said, we're having our own borscht, which means bank, and we're going to trade in our own rubles. The dollar's on its way down. And, of course, these countries are... Some of them are trying to come in, like they brought up in southeast Colorado, which I happen to know Dr. Schroeder was in the middle of that. He was the lead tractor when they did that thing on Washington, D.C., that protest. And they're trying to buy any type of land that they can get their hands on. They're not really interested in the price. They just want something of substance, because they know the almighty dollar is on its way down. It isn't a question anymore if it's coming down. The question is, what morning are we going to wake up and find out that it's going to take a wheelbarrow full to go buy a loaf of bread?
Well, I kind of see it like this. Like I say, if the process goes through and the Lakota succeeds, I could probably see the Navajo Nation. That's Arizona and Mexico right there. And I don't know. And also the you got the Cheyennes, all these Indian reservations, Cherokee, like I say, and they got their natural resources. They're starting to use their natural oil, whatever, and they come up with a currency that is of value against our currency, and it saves our economy having that means of that currency of value. I can see where the United States government, the establishment, are really having a problem with this and trying to quell it real quick.
Oh, the bankers aren't going to be, because if the bankers, the International Monetary Fund, the world bankers that control our lives, each and every one of us, they're not going to want this to happen. So probably you'll see some people get assassinated, and they've got a long road to hoe before they can get free. Of course, they would have to surrender all their benefits and all that nonsense, but so what? If they're free, you can't buy liberty. You can't buy it. And it's amazing, if we could get free of these bankers and these Congress that control the oil and control this fictional money, we people in America could live like kings. But I don't know, it's just a tough road to hoe. Just like the citizens of the United States, people just can't understand it, that they just make it up and they control us. So
even they got oil on their reservation, it's sort of like drives down the price of a barrel. The bankers won't love that either. I wish I could say to these super rich, you got your wealth, go play polo and leave us alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't want to do that. They want the power and the money. This is what they do, and they look at us as low-level scum of the earth, and we need somebody to control us. So, anyway, you got anything else? I got Clinton in Wisconsin here holding.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Happy New Year.
Okay, same to you, and watch out for the federales.
Okay,
they're everywhere. Clinton, are you there? Clinton.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hi there.
Happy New Year to yourself, everybody at Republic Broadcasting, and all of our people that are listening tonight.
Well, thank you.
The best we can do. The fellow to back shirt had some cogent questions for you. I really appreciate how you wrapped up everything and put it into perspective.
Hold on just a minute. We got some music, and we'll be right back. Hate to cut you short, but we got somebody that wants to make some money here, so we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Ralph Kermit Winter Road, the second, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska, True Seeker of the Far North. And Clinton, are you still there?
Yeah, I was about to ask a question and make some comments about Russell Means and the Lakota Nation. The question is, I'm presuming that while you do your broadcast, you sit around and you have a lot of your reference works available. So I thought that it was said that a black Negro man went into some court in the colonial Americas and argued for his right to buy and sell other men and work them as slaves. And I was hoping to be able to get some kind of information that would give me the ability to research that specifically.
I know those things have happened. Actually, the first slaves in America were not the blacks. They were the whites. There's several books out on that. The white slaves of America, they were kidnapped out of, especially out of Ireland and England and that, and brought over here under a lot of different, guises that they would just work a 7-year contract and, but they had life slaves. Then they, of course, they started to picking the blacks up out of Africa and bringing them over there too. But, there are some areas when the blacks were in certain, states, they were on the same footing as the whites.
Do you refer to the indentured servant in a context of those? That
yep,
would be right.
Yep.
Which is
that's what I was talking about. Yeah, because they brought him over.
That's what we've become now in fascist America. In order to be at liberty to work in any of these jobs, occupations like architect, fingernail painter, barber, you have to get a fascist license now by indenturing yourself to another man who is presumed to tell the law when you may or may not be ready to engage in commerce as a free sovereign man yourself.
You know where the problem lies?
Yeah, I do. Go like well, you were telling us tonight, when they in 1870, when they created that law of naturalization, they being the Jewish and other influences that took control of the monetary system through Lincoln, wanted to have something so powerful that could create endless chaos and discussion and imbalance throughout the states that they realized that the Negro was the perfect patsy. Instead of sending them back to their country where they belonged, which was the humane thing to do, too, I might add. So that's
well,
how
I don't know
it.
If I would agree with that. You know, they were brought over there against their will, and if they wanted to go back, they should have been allowed to go back. If they wanted to stay, they had the right to stay here.
Isn't it correct that blacks owned other blacks and worked them, too? I mean, I've already found that information
blacks,
on Google.
White.
There's some black historians that even admit that, and then they also add a yes, but. Their yes, but as many Negroes bought other Negroes and allowed them to be free as freemen, while others did not. Others bought
sold
slaves
themselves.
Yeah, well,
that's, by the way, that their word is not freeman, it's freed, F-R-E-E-D, well, M-E, and that's a whole different thing. Go ahead.
Is it correct, then, that I had the wrong term, like, for example, these days, in these contemporary times, you would refer to a man such as myself as a sole proprietor in engaged in commerce because I take no corporation or no oath to any fictional character. All right.
A sole proprietor is also a fiction in law.
Well, it's just
you have the right.
It's just a term. In our state of Wisconsin, all it is a term to refer to a person engaged in commerce who has not applied any paperwork to do so with the state. And in those days, we're referring to when the Negroes in the Lincoln era, the term freeman, as I understood it, was the simple equivalent in the contemporary language of the time as sole proprietor. A man who was engaged in commerce, who had not sought some license or permission from the state.
Okay, let me stop you right there. First of all, a free man, no, it's F-R-E-E-M-A-N, was anybody back then that was, he was equated over to a sovereign. Man or woman, technically. Because
oversee what, please?
It was a sovereign. A free man. Now, after the Civil War, they turned the Negroes loose, and they called them freed, F-R-E-E-D, men.
Okay.
Freed men. And that is not the same as a free man.
Right.
Now, what they could have done after the Civil War is they could have said, Congress has the power of naturalization. We will create a 3-year program, a 5-year program like they have, and the, quote, slaves will be naturalized into our country on the same exact footing as, quote, the white citizens. That was within their power. But they used the slavery as a means to overthrow the government. Now, if you really want to back this up, it started back when Andrew Jackson, I mean, there's a lot more history behind it, but it started when Andrew Jackson back in 1836 or 38 got rid of the Bank of the United States.
I remember parts of that. Thank you.
The bankers came right out. I've got it in international law and said, we are going to take your country down because if we don't control and your country, other countries will see how rich and prosperous you become. So therefore, we are going to do it. In 1840s, they quit putting the laws of the United States in the Secretary of State. In 1840s, they started a new seal of the United States and took out 7 arrows and left 6. And that wasn't caught until 1882 on the 100th year anniversary. They were already dismantling our constitutional republic. And then what they did to the South, they got them in a bind on commerce over cotton to where they were going to bankrupt them. and they had no choice but to fight. What are you going to do when your main thing is they were an agricultural states?
Agrarian states. Economy, that's correct. Thank you.
Yeah, so they were going to take them down. What are you going to do? They're going to fight.
I understand.
They
have
no choice.
There's no argument for me in that context. And, you know, it's very pertinent that you bring up Old Hickory, because the History Channel and some of these channels on cable has been having a lot of his life history in these documentaries for the last several months. But what we really need is more investment in that specific point in time to really put into perspective this later time around the Civil War era, the war between the states, and then keep bringing it forward if people want to get involved in all that. But quite frankly, I see being involved in all of that as problematic, in that it enrolls us in a system of discourse that they control from the giddy-up. And now with the Russell Means and the Lakota Nation seceding from that, and I kind of thought it was unusual to hear you ask the question about renouncing the fiction when Russell Means, who's a very knowledgeable man in these things, I think that he would probably have said something more like deny any involvement or any support as a citizen of the states.
Well, if I were in that country, I would not be renouncing that I am a citizen of the United States of America. I would not renounce that I am a American citizen. My take on what he should be saying is that if you want to come over here, you can practice dual citizenship, if that's what they're going to call it over there, and live within our country.
Well, that's my whole point. My whole point is a man that has to declare fealty to another man isn't free, no matter what the hell you call it.
Well, that's true, and that's why in our country we have, and I have, that's something else that I didn't mention, that we've got him in a corner right now. We actually have a, which I'm going to be making available for your political status, citizen status, and putting it into a public record, and that becomes a political issue, and they have no authority to change it. And that's also been filed with this party that's down on this habeas corpus, and so far the court is sitting there. I mean, they have thrown everything that they can to make sure that this thing isn't going forward. They said, well, if you don't do our little form, we're not moving forward. Okay, so we did their damn little form. I walk right around it. Okay, fine, great. Now that's dinner. And then we said you got to do it in 72 hours because Congress says, no, you got to do this. This is our common law right, folks. The man instead has come right out and said, screw you. I ain't doing that. I don't care if Congress said it. I'm not doing it.
Well,
we're going to have a hell of a battle here in 2008 because I've been battle-scarred enough here to understand finally. I have tracked every issue back. Anytime. See, what they don't tell you also, and this is Babcock versus the United States in 1919, they say that when the United States creates rights in individuals, that means when they created this fiction, you therefore have no right to any remedy or to any court of law. Is that a scary issue?
Yeah, it certainly is.
I read that, and I read every case underneath it because I didn't grasp what the heck they were talking about.
Yeah,
I read
I'm
every
so confused.
Case under.
No, I don't know what to do except to declare to somebody that, look, if you're going to ask me these questions and try to get me to make some kind of declaration, you're blowing smoke in your own eyes because I'm not going to say anything that I don't understand, that I can't make a commitment to as an honorable man of integrity and character. And also
every
don't even talk to me about
country.
Any of that nonsense. What do
every
you want
court.
From me? And what do I want from you? It's a whole different way that people interacted with one another before these, the fascism and the other isms were imposed upon us as a population of people interacting with one another.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you saw V for Vendetta, there's a lot of truth in that movie, and the problem where it lies is look in the mirror. Until
I can't argue that.
Until we understand and say, I am not a citizen of the United States. I want to have my courts of law. I want to have my inalienable rights, and you are not my sovereign. People don't get it. They just can't wrap their mind around it that when you sign up, I mean, I can't even imagine saying that I would want to be under Ted Stevens, Senator, and Lisa Murkowski and Don Young and have them as my sovereigns, my kings or queens or whatever.
No fool. In Wisconsin, we have the Hebrew Homo Kohl, we have the Jew Feingold, and we have a fascist named Doyle who controls the whole state.
And well, the people have signed up for it.
They've got armed National Guard, a cadre of armed police who are all armed to the teeth. So Russell Means and his Lakota Nation are going to be hard put in order to stay standing. And I'm really excited about this because it might be those people are so proud and so honorable, whereas the Negroes were not. They're like pimps. And white man has abrogated everything in the United States as far as I'm concerned. So I'd like to see that those people help us learn how to stand on our own 2 feet again.
Well, that's why I got involved with the Chickalin Nation up here. And I was going to work on the driver's license. But I'm not going to be on point for any people. Because as soon as I got out on point, I turned around and looked, and the Chickaloon natives, they got around and run and hid and got some grant money, and they sacrificed me at the altar, and I'm still pissed, and I am going to get even. I'm a get-even guy. I'm not in the forgiveness business.
Yeah,
you got to go
Donald
up a little
Trump
higher.
Says the same thing, and I feel the same way. I think that it's our responsibility to make sure once we come upon one of these rats and weasels and backstabbers and thieves and all that stuff, all those adjectives for those types of people that we come upon in our life, not only do we have an obligation or responsibility to ourselves and our family, but if you care at all about your neighbor, you're not going to stay mum while these rats go stick them in the back either, are you?
No, so, we're not. And
I'm wondering
that's
what
why
we
I'm
can
going
learn
to
from
legally
the,
and lawfully, peacefully.
I'm wondering what we can learn from this Lakota Nation of peoples, because here in Wisconsin, too, we have the Menominee, the Potawatomi, we have Ho-Chunk, we have many tribes around, of course, and they all have their own tribal governments. And I think that it would benefit all of us if we started to learn a little bit more about how their tribal governments actually have been effective for them in a scale, in a scope of how it's been applied under the rubric of tyranny of the federal United States government.
Well, I can tell you what they got up in Alaska. We got these native corporations, and they're just like the pale faces and all the rest of the races. They got their hands out. Help me, gimme, gimme, gimme. Now, just like in Alaska, they get around and they have free medical because Congress says they do. Now, they have to pay their flight into Anchorage, but they bitch about it because they got to pay their flight. They get free medical. They get a dividend from the corporation. They also get a dividend that the paleface gets or anybody on the other side of life. And then you can't sue the corporations because Congress protects them. But then they give them all these when they show up to the bidding process. They don't even go out to bid.
Well, we're having the people, the Indian people around here, the indigenous peoples, they're really in the same position. And it all comes down to anybody who's being taxed with income tax, because ultimately the income tax and other taxes are used to fund whatever monetary values are provided to people who are receiving various forms of welfare. But they got the casinos going, and now they're becoming self-supportive on those aspects of their culture that was always with them. All right.
Well, the one thing that I don't know, and I don't have the research, but I did see something that I think the Lakota Indians have never actually, they never settled. The United Government's been trying to buy them off, and I think they've refused to settle for money. And if that is true, then I have some appreciation for what they're doing, because they're saying, no, it's our land or something. And, of course, under international law, you have to prove that you had control of the land. So there's a lot of issues to be dealt with when they start walking down this road. But I have to admire them for giving it a whirl. It's just like the people in Texas, the Republic of Texas. They tried to walk away, but, of course, the government infiltrates these outfits. And technically, Texas never did become one of the several states. It's there by treaty.
And we're going to learn an awful lot as this continues to occur. All of us are going to learn, and it's a very timely and a good thing, because those people had all of their ownership and rights taken from them too, right? And we're going to, now try to declare them back and stop this being involved in, like what I was trying to infer by, once you agree to use their terminology, go into their system, that they control everything, especially the outcome.
Well, we have no government. It's been overthrown, and the problem is the American people of any of all the colors, almost without exception, got their hand out.
My hand's been out. You know, I haven't been able to work since I built that e-commerce site and made Bernard von Nothausen in the North had all that money on the Internet.
If you want to hold on just a minute, we'll be right back. We've got to go to break. We'll be back for the final segment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Ralph Carmen Winterode, back with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, and talking to Clinton here. We've been talking citizenship and Lakota Nation, and the people trying to be free. I'm not sure what it's going to take to get our country free. It's going to take people to wake up, but everybody has got their hand out. They want what somebody else has got without working for it. We don't want liberty anymore.
Well,
we
I
want
would
benefits.
Like my liberty, but I'm prevented to be at liberty, and I'm compelled to have my hand out and accept Social Security disability because I have a real serious problem with my spinal cord. And I haven't had an opportunity to work, I was saying, since I built that e-commerce program for Bernard von Nothaus to build NorFed and the Liberty Dollar on the Internet. You know,
I got that whole line of business.
I wrote all the software for that. And trying to work today in contemporary context, it just doesn't happen, you know.
Are you still in touch with those people?
I say hello to people when I can, but I...
I mean with the people at the Liberty Dollar. Are you still in touch with those people?
No, we haven't talked for a while.
Yeah, I was wondering how they're doing over there.
Well, I'm sure...
I haven't followed up.
He's a very tenacious man. Sarah Bledsoe has been with him for a long time. She's a very effective manager for the line of business that, and all that sort of thing. So I'm pretty sure all their ducks are in a row. It's just going to come down to them as to whether the government is going to turn a blind eye to the FBI's blatant disregard for the law.
Well, we have no law anymore. It's all gone. Like I say, I can conclusively prove the courts of the United States are gone. They're still there, but the Constitution, they rolled it up and put it back in the closet. That's all the rules.
We got a fiat currency and we have a fiat form of justice. That justice is meted on the spot, per the context, on the basis of whatever they decide at that moment in time for whose interest that they decide.
And that's called Praetorian law, and that's what the Roman civil law was all about. It's called Praetorian law. You go before the judge, and he says, well, I don't know. This looks like this is what we're going to rule today. And this is the way it's going to be.
Thank you for your time tonight. You're going to wrap it up here with your soliloquy. We'll talk again.
I am.
Have a very good time now.
Okay, you too, and watch out for the federales.
Good night.
I just want to say one thing. I appreciate all of the people that are in the military. They're not our problem. The people that put them there are the problem. My heart goes out to the ones that have fallen. My heart goes out to the families that have had their children kidnapped and ransomed off and are being mistreated, even to law enforcement folks, because they're not all bad. We want our government back. And I am going to this next year lawfully and peacefully, but I'm telling you what, it's going to be an interesting year because I got a lot of battle scars and finally got to the bottom, the root problem of this, of what this problem is. And we're going to be going after these judges with writs of quo warranto. We're going to be exposing these courts that they're not really courts of law. They're all administrative. They have the appearance of a territorial court. To make it look like an Article III constitutional court, and they are not, and it's a public record. And I'm going to be making some of these books available. I have three email lists you can join, and it's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, JustBelly.com if you want to email me. And I hear the bumper music's coming in, and we'll see you all next year. And next year is going to be a very telling year in our Constitutional Republic. And go vote for Ron Paul. He's the only chance we got for president. And we'll see you next year. And thanks for listening.